Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet your in-game host and master ceremonies for this evening's game. He is the Johnny Inch of the Daytona Tortugas and the best dressed host of all sports. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome the young Professor Whitehaver.
Tim, thank you very much. Truly amazing how you feel on this beautiful Tuesday evening. Well, welcome everyone to your 9-inning great patient here at historic Jackie Robinson Ballpark. We are in our 102nd year of affiliated professional baseball right here in this area location. And we have another great game on tap tonight as your Tortugas take on the Bradenton Marauders. And before we get anything started, folks, we've got to do all of my pleasantries here, including throwing out our ceremonial first pitches. So let's go ahead and introduce. We have a pair of them tonight. Leading off this evening with our first pitch. He is the Daytona Regional Chamber of Commerce representative and a breast cancer survivor. It is breast cancer awareness night. It is Silver Slugger night. And we are honored to be joined by Shauna Coley Hughes for our first pitch here this evening. Come on out, Shauna. Let's see what you got. Got a confident strut. He's strutting, cutting out there, right out in front of the mound. All right, John, ready when you are.
A new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. De La Cruz, a line drive right field. That one's down for a base hit and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in. Ellie on his way to third. He'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona. They've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it. And the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads. As the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good Tuesday evening, everybody. Welcome back here high atop Jackie Robinson Ballpark in beautiful Daytona Beach, Florida, and game number one of this six-game series between your Daytona Tortugas and the visiting reigning Florida State League champions, the Bradenton Marauders. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until first pitch tonight here from the Jack. Daytona fresh off an off day and a win on Sunday that snapped the team's season-long four-game losing streak, and it was the kids that came out to play on Easter Sunday. Austin Hendrick, his first career multi-home run game, had three hits. Jay Allen, the go-ahead two-run homer in the top of the eighth inning. The duo combining to go 5-for-8, scored all four of the team's runs, drove in all four of the team's runs, and had three home runs between the two in that game, a 4-3 victory over the Palm Beach Cardinals. And it will not be an easy task tonight against the reigning FSL champions in Bradenton. The Marauders come into play today tied for the league lead in wins with 7 through their first 9 games. They scored 17 runs in their win on Sunday against Lakeland. And while they don't have as many returning players from last year's FSL championship squad, still a very talented team led by Jonathan Johnston gracing the diamond here in Daytona Beach tonight and throughout this week. This is the only meeting between the Pirates and Reds affiliates in the FSL this year. We'll step aside for a moment, but before we head to commercial break, earlier today we had a chance to sit down with the play-by-play voice of the reigning FSL champions, the Marauders. That is Spencer Smith, to talk a little bit about this talented Bradenton team, that championship squad from a year ago, and some of the history around their ballpark down in the Southwest Corridor of the Sunshine State. Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the play-by-play voice of the defending, now we can say, Florida State League champions from 2021. That is Spencer Smith. Spencer, welcome here to Daytona Beach for the first time. Unfortunately, last year we did a lot of our conversations and talking through Zoom and text messaging and cell phones. So happy to have you here in Daytona Beach for the first time. Been up here in the press box. What are your initial thoughts being here?
Oh, just beautiful scenery. Looking at the Halifax River beyond the outfield and the palm tree-lined sidewalks right next to the river and the little downtown area just beyond the left field wall. It's really a beautiful setting, and couldn't ask for a better setting, I think, for the first six-game road trip this season for the team.
Now, you mentioned the first six-game road trip for the team this season, off to a marvelous start, 7-2, sort of picking up where the team left off at the end of 2021. What have been some of the key highlights and some of the things that have stood out to you in the first two series of the year?
One thing that stood out to me in this past series especially was the way the bullpen was able to get out of trouble quite a bit. We've seen guys like Junior Tebow and Xavier Concepcion, Nick Domkowski. Those have been a few key arms out of the bullpen early on for the Marauders. And just pitching themselves out of some tough, tough jams with runners in scoring position, and seemingly looking at the box score after every game this season, you see the runners in scoring position batting average or hits into bats for the opposition, and it always seems to be pretty low. This bullpen has done a great job, and that's not to overshadow the starters. The starters have been fun to watch as well, but that's what the pitching side has been like to watch. And then we have a few really big bats in the center of the order. Jacob Gonzalez, powerful slider, flashes the changeup too, and just 19 years of age, he's a lot of fun to watch.
Very much looking forward to seeing him grace the mound here at the Jack tonight. Should be an outstanding pitching matchup. And talk about the team from this year. Look at the rosters, the early portion of the season. Daytona, so many returning players. First two opponents for the Tortugas, Palm Beach and St. Lucie, had a lot of familiar faces as well. There are some familiar faces on this Bradenton roster this year, but not as many as some of the other teams. What's that create roster beginning of the season, having a lot of fresh faces here to start the season in Bradenton?
I think it creates a lot of intrigue for the fan base back home in Bradenton. This is a largely new group that they've taken to very kindly and very quickly. Just judging by the size of crowds that we enjoyed on the opening homestand this past week, they're taking to this team very eagerly. Sungchae Chang, clearly a hit early on, as well as Wyatt Hendry, Brendan Dixon, a couple of other guys in that regard. But just seeing this new group gel together so quickly and so seamlessly has been so encouraging, knowing what the sheer length is of this 132-game season can bring. Just having this team bind together so quickly and instantly is an encouraging sign.
And they obviously have great leadership at the top with their manager, Jonathan Johnson, the man who led you guys to the Florida State League Championship last season. Looking back to that 2021 campaign, had an amazing team, obviously finishing strong, knocking off Tampa in the championship series. Looking back to the end of last summer, how much fun did you have watching the team, you know, sort of culminate a long and very unique and very unusual season with another championship ring?
It was a lot of excitement day to day, and there not a single day went by where, I didn't enjoy my time interacting with these guys and calling the action as it unfolded on the field, but also, B, just seeing these guys bring their sheer raw energy to the yard each and every day. It was a very loud bunch last year, an energetic bunch, and one of the younger teams in the league, well below the league average age last season, but they still got it done, and it went so much deeper even than just the noise and the rah-rah. Even though that was there, in that commitment to working hard, improving every day, and I know that Jonathan Johnson would say the same for that group last year. It was a very special group. They found a way to make it work, always.
Now you have Jonathan back at the helm of this roster here in 2022. How does his championship pedigree sort of help some of the younger guys get acclimated and have some faith in him as the manager, knowing, hey, he's had a lot of success so far?
Yeah, he has. And being a graduate of the Naval Academy and serving some time in the Navy, he knows a lot about leadership. And it doesn't just come from his time in the service. He has also taken it upon himself to continue to learn about effective leadership and management skills. He's a guy who's always open to learning new methods and learning new concepts and using that to help lead a group of young guys, many of whom are playing stateside for it, if not for the very first time, still very early on in their time stateside. And so that's always helpful and useful, and to see the way he interacts with these guys during batting practice or during defensive drills, what have you, it's always fascinating to see how he's able to reach each of these players, no matter their background, their age, their skill level. He does it right, and he does it well.
One final question for you, Spencer. One of the unique caveats of the schedule this season is Daytona does not go to Bradenton in this 2022 season, much like they did last year. But one of the interesting things we were also talking about before the interview was Lacombe Park also has quite a bit of history as well. Opened on 1923, just 9 years after this ballpark opened up here in Daytona Beach. So for some of the fans here in Daytona that maybe haven't made the trip out to the Southwest Coast, what is some of the history of Lacombe Park that makes it such a unique facility here in the FSL?
Well, it's, as you just hinted at, it has so much history in turning 100 years old next year, but there have been so many different teams that have made it their spring training home. You got the Cardinals, the A's, the Red Sox, the Phillies. They have all come through throughout the decades and at various points in time made that their spring training home. And when you sort of narrow it down and think about some of the players that played on those teams during those respective eras, guys like Henry Aaron and Reggie Jackson and Dizzy Dean who stepped foot on that very field for their spring training games. And of course, the great Roberto Clemente amongst those as well. But yeah, the Pirates have made it their spring home since 1969. That's one of the longest standing spring training partnerships in all of baseball. And Lacombe still very much retains its historical charm. The architecture and the overall design of the ballpark, still very much that sort of Spanish colonial look, but with new renovations throughout the years. It's kept up very well, and a highly recommended visit for anyone in the league, fans of anyone in the league who have not yet made their way out there.
Definitely worth checking out that boardwalk out in right field. A great time at Lacombe Park, and you can field quite a Hall of Fame 25-man roster between all the players that have come through the Jack and Lacombe Park over the last 100-plus years. Spencer Smith, play-by-play voice of the Bradenton Marauders, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck this week, and enjoy your time here in Daytona Beach. We'll be talking to you.
Thank you, Justin. Really appreciate it.
Our next, the pregame show, starting lineups, and first pitch here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow!
Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You
will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted, okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to 2 participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate. Thank you for listening to the Tortugas Pregame Show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock.
Anthem has been sung, and that means it is time for baseball here at Jackie Robinson Ballpark in Daytona Beach. So happy to have you with us here on this Tuesday night. Javi Rivera warming up for his first professional start, and as he does that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for the visiting Bradenton Marauders, put together by their second-year manager, Jonathan Johnston. Sungche Cheng will lead off at short. Jacob Gonzalez, the son of former NL MVP Luis Gonzalez, will bat second at first base. Rodolfo Nolasco, one of the top prospects on this Bradenton roster, will bat third in right field. Jace Bowen, a returnee, will bat cleanup in left. Alexander Mojica is at third base in the five spot. Sergio Campana will bat sixth in center field. Juan Jerez will be the DH in the seventh spot. Wyatt Hendry bats eighth behind the plate. And Mike Jarvis will bat ninth at second base. The starting lineup for Daytona put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. In his second season, Austin Hendrick leads off in right field on a four-game hitting streak. Jay Allen the second had the go-ahead home run on Sunday. He'll bat second in center. Michelle Triana, back-to-back multi-hit games. He'll hit third at third base. Ruben Ibarra cleans up at first. Jerline Confidan in left field, batting fifth. Hayden Jones behind the plate in the sixth spot. Danny Lantigua back in the lineup today. He'll bat seventh at DH. Sebastian Almonte will bat eighth at second. And Gus Steiger rounds out the lineup. He'll bat ninth and be at shortstop. Making the second appearance of his career, first start is the 6-foot, 197-pound righty Javi Rivera. Rivera, at 22 years old, out of St. Cloud, Florida, was the Reds' 20th round pick last season out of Florida Atlantic University. It'll be the lefty swinging Sung Che Cheng to lead off for Bradenton here in the top of the first, hitting 314 in nine games, 11 for 35, two doubles, a homer, and eight RBIs. Rivera ready, Cheng is ready, the windup, and our first pitch of the homestand is a fastball outside at 91 miles an hour, and we are underway at 7. Great day. We've got the video on the video board back at full tilt. We got the radar gun up on the video board as well. We are having a wonderful Tuesday afternoon as Cheng laid on that fastball. It's 1-1. Rivera pitched out of the bullpen in relief of Tanner Cooper back on Wednesday night. And the righties 1-1. And this one popped in the air. Left side. Out is the shortstop, Steiger. In is the left fielder, Confidon, calling for it. And over his shoulder makes the catch for the first out of the ballgame. So one up, one down. And that'll bring up the first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez, right-handed batter, as we said, the son of former Diamondback star Luis Gonzalez, who broke my heart as a 10-year-old, 9-year-old Yankee fan growing up in New York City. On that walk-off base hit in 0-1 as Gonzalez takes inside 1-0. And his son has followed Luis's footsteps in terms of his production to start the year. 14 for 25 at the plate. That is a .560 batting average. As Gonzalez fouls it off in the box, it's 1-1. Three doubles, two homers, eight RBIs on the year. But Rivera, in that outing against Palm Beach on Wednesday, gave up two runs in his first inning of work, but really settled in nicely after that. Did not allow another run over his final three. As Gonzalez out in front of an off-speed pitch, possibly a changeup there, it's 1-2. Rivera, two runs, four hits in four innings. Walked one, struck out six that night. Did not pitch at all after being drafted last season, the 1-2. And Gonzalez protects as that one sent sailing towards the netting behind the Bradenton first base dugout. Drew some oohs and ahs. But everything okay. It'll remain a one ball, two strike count on the Marauder first baseman. Rivera from the first base side, another 1-2. And Gonzalez hits one in the air to left. Over to his left, maybe back a step or two, is Confidon in the shadows. Will make the catch for out number two. Two up, two down for Javi in his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut. And now it is the number three hitter, right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco. Nolasco, one of the top prospects on this roster, top 30 in the Pirates system consensus. 6 for 30 at the plate this year. That's a .200 average with a triple and two RBIs. Righty against righty, and the first pitch is on the inside corner, 0-1. Defensive alignment behind Rivera tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Confidon, you've heard from, Jay Allen the second, and Austin Hendrick in center and right, the 0-1. And that fastball, chest high at 93, it's 0-2. Third to first around the infield, Michel Triana, Gus Steiger, Sebastian Almonte, and Ruben Ibarra with Hayden Jones doing the catching, the 0-2. And that one right down the chute at 94. And Rivera leaves Nolasco frozen. And a 1-2-3 first inning on 11 pitches to begin Javi's starting professional career. 1-2-3 goes Bradenton after a half. It is the Marauders nothing and Daytona coming to bat on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Carlos Jimenez warming up on the mound for the Marauders here in the bottom half of the first inning. Quick run through again of Daytona's order. Top third, Hendrick Allen the second, Andriana, Ibarra, Confidan, and Jones make up the heart of the lineup. And Lantigua, Almonte, and Steiger will round out the nine. Chilly Tuesday night by Daytona Beach standards. Nice breeze blowing in off the Halifax River straight in from center field, maybe a little bit out to left as well. 68 degrees right now, real feel at 65. 10-mile-per-hour wind gusts to the north-northeast. And now here's one of the hottest hitters in this Daytona lineup, the right fielder, lefty swinging Austin Hendrick. And the righty's first pitch of the day, and Hendrick swings and drives one in the air to center. Back into his left goes Campagna. He's got some room in the shadows, and he'll make the catch over his left shoulder for the first out. We've seen Austin attack first pitch of the ball game a lot over the course of the last couple of games. Not always successful on that first pitch attack, but that mindset has been coincided with his success over the last several games. So here's Jay Allen the second, one of the heroes from Sunday. Go-ahead two-run homer, his first of the year in the eighth inning to put the Tortugas in front for good. And Allen looks at a first pitch fastball at 96. It's 0-1. Allen 2-for-4 in that ballgame with a two-run shot. As time called at home plate. And they say Allen was not in the box in time. But umpire Chase Eubanks has called an automatic strike against him. It looked like Allen was ready from our point of view, but not according to the home plate umpire. As that one missing down and away, it is 1-2 strikes, and that, from my memory, the first automatic ball or strike called by any umpire so far this season, at least in a Tortugas game, the 1-2, and Allen up in front. Rounds it towards the Tortuga bullpen. It remains 1-2. Allen on the season, 286, 8-for-28. Double a homer and 4 RBIs. Also leads the team with 5 stolen bases. Bases empty, 1 out, no score. And now the 1-2 to the 19-year-old, and Allen fights it off the hands. It'll remain a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Jimenez, the starter for Bradenton this evening. 6'2", just 140 pounds listed. 19 years old out of Caracas, Venezuela, signed back in 2018. Here is the 1-2 to Jay, and this one hit on the ground but wide of the third base bag. Fielded by the Tortugas third base coach Jeffrey Sierra, who will find a fan to slip it through the screen. And it'll remain a 1-ball, 2-strike count, third straight foul ball by Allen. Jimenez making his second appearance of the year. First start as Allen gets his hands in and lines it foul off the facing of the Tortugas clubhouse. It remains 1-2. Allen hit that one hard, but couldn't keep it straight. Jimenez made his debut against Lakeland last Tuesday. Gave up a run on 4 hits in 3 innings. A 1-2 pitch. Allen thought about it. Lays off the sweeping breaking ball. Appeal down to the base umpire. That is Austin Snow. He says he laid off. It's 2-2. Jimenez, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. The only run he gave up on a solo home run in the third inning. Following Max Kranick, who was making a rehab start as time called, right as Jimenez, just 19 years old from the first base side of the mound, the 2-2. And Allen puts his barrel on it, grounded back up the middle and through to the left of the shortstop, Chang, a base hit. Allen a very wide turnaround first and will retreat. Jay Allen the second continues his strong start to this season. And Daytona has the game's first base hit. 1 on, 1 out. And now the third baseman, Michelle Triana. We talked about it a lot. Shout out to our great friend Lance McAllister on the Cincinnati Reds flagship station for having me on last night. One of the things we talked about as a throwback to first Allen in standing, as Triana digs in, has been Allen's ability to consistently make contact. So many times you talk about young players and the focus is on launch angle and exit velocity, and guys can get caught up with the home run ball. But Allen, just as focused on making hard contact as he is driving it into the gaps. Runner goes, Triano swings away, and a grounder to first. Only play is to first, and Gonzalez will race and beat Triano to the bag for the second out. So Allen, the second in a scoring position with two away. And now that'll bring up the first baseman, Ruben Ibarra. Ibarra had as unlucky a finish that series in Palm Beach as you could possibly have. Had a 112.5-mile-an-hour ground ball scooped up by Osvaldo Tovelin. Had another multi-RBI knock robbed on a diving play by Brandon Hernandez. Has a chance to drive in a run here as time calls. And that is the second time that Jimenez has stepped off before the first pitch to Ibarra. So any pickoff throw to second base or step off, he's got to get Allen or he'll be given third base on a balk. Based on what I saw from the fingers posted by the home plate umpire Eubanks. First ball high at 95. It's 1-0. Ibarra coming into play today, hitting just a .156, 5-for-32. No extra base hits, two RBIs. Ruben in the game on Sunday against Palm Beach. Was 0-for-4. Runner goes. Called strike. Throw down to third. The tag not in time. Allen able to slide underneath the outstretched glove of Mojica. And Allen with his sixth stolen base of the year. It's a 1-1 count on Ibarra. But Daytona now with a man at third and two out. Allen a perfect 6-of-6, and he's still been caught just one time in his young professional career. Ibarra had his first career stolen base last week in Palm Beach. He's got a 1-1 count. And Jimenez fires, and a nice off-speed delivery down and in. Ibarra waves over the top. It's 1-2. Defensive alignment behind Jimenez tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Jace Bowen, Sergio Campagna, and Rodolfo Nolasco, third to first around the infield. Alexander Mojica, Sung Che Cheng, Mike Jarvis, and Jacob Gonzalez with Wyatt Hendry doing the catching. Behind the plate, the 1-2. And Ibarra, a hard ground ball to short. Backing up on it is Cheng. Throws to first in time to end the inning. So, Daytona rallies, gets a man to third. But can't bring him in. No runs, a hit, one left. At the end of one, no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network. Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday. The first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Bark in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3170 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Javi Rivera back to the mound as we head to the second inning here in Daytona. No score between the Tugas and Marauders. Fans need to get your group to their big event. Then ride with Escott Bus Lines. That's the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Escott Bus Lines has provided organizations of all types with high-quality charter bus transportation since 1983. Justin Rock with you here. Hope you're having a wonderful Tuesday evening, wherever you may be tuning in from. Jace Bowen, Alexander Mojica, Sergio Campagna will lead off the inning, and Bowen first pitch drives one deep down the left field line, but he may have been a tad bit early, and indeed he was, as he yanks it out towards the Halifax River, a foul ball, 114 miles an hour off the bat. On that foul ball. The 0-1, and Bowen takes a strike. It is quickly 0-2. Bowen, one of the few returnees on this Bradenton roster here in 2022, hitting a .194 in nine games. The 0-2 pitch, and Bowen, a healthy foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Jones, for strike three. So from a near home run to a strikeout on three pitches, baseball is a fickle game. And there is the second strikeout for Javi, two away. Alexander Mojica, another returnee. He's off to a fantastic start, hitting 400, 10 for 25. Three doubles, two homers, seven RBIs, and he's out in front of a changeup caught lunging. It is 0-1. Lights on here at the stadium, but not taking total effect just yet as the sun continuing to set behind third. As Mojica watches that bounce in there, it's a ball and a strike. As we said, 68 degrees here in Daytona Beach tonight. Should be a beautiful week weather-wise here in Volusia County. Is that inside 2-1? For those who have never been to Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the dimensions here, 317 down the left field line. It is 400 a straightaway center and 325 to the right field foul pole. Variety fires, and Mojica takes low. It's three balls and one strike. About 10 to 11 foot green padded fences around the outfield here. American flag out in straightaway center, blowing heavily out to left. A 3-1. And the righty takes a strike. Fastball at 91. It's 3-2. First baseman Ibarra well off the line for the righty swinging Mojica. A payoff pitch from Javi. And this one hit hard on the ground behind third. Nice backhanded play by Triana to his feet. Low throw. Ibarra the stretch. Not in time. Mojica beats it out. Ibarra with a point and a fist pump towards Triana, telling him, hey, man, you did the right thing. We just didn't get him. And part of the reason Triana probably did not get Mojica was because that throw bounced a little bit. But that was on purpose by Triana. And I think that's a huge part as why Ibarra pointed to him, giving him some props. The sun setting behind the third base bag. And if you remember on opening night, that's how Daytona scored the first run of the season on a ball that Jack Thomas Wold lost at first base. And so particularly at this time of year, need the third baseman to maybe bounce the ball a little bit to be seen better over at the first base bag. And Mojica has the Marauders' first hit on an infield single. However, Daytona did everything right defensively, as Campagna takes a pitch up and in for ball one. Right-handed batter in his second season with the Marauders. Open stance. And the 1-0 to the speedster is fouled behind home plate. It's 1-1. Campagna hitting .241 in seven games. 7 for 29. Two doubles, no homers, two RBIs. Shadows stretching in from left field in the third baseline. Most of the infield. Right field bathed still in sunlight. Shadows creeping in elsewhere. The righty fires, and that one across for another strike. 91-mile-an-hour heater from Rivera. It's 1-2. Javi, one of several interesting stories on this Daytona pitching staff, somewhat similar to last year in the sense that there are quite a few guys who, not necessarily green to pitching, but was not their first focus on the diamond, as that up and in nearly hits Campagna. Tried to sell it a little bit to the home plate umpire. It's 2-2. But sort of like Owen Holt, Julian Aguiar, Rivera really wasn't a pitcher until he reached his college days. 2-2 pitch. And this one hit on the ground wide of the oh, they say it's a fair ball. So that's what the call was. Some very vocal call from the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, and some very definitive hand motions saying what the call was. Not that it was a fair ball down the third base line, that it was catcher's interference against Hayden Jones. Campagna made contact with Jones's leather on the swing, and that is what allows him to reach base. So shout out to Chase Eubanks for a very demonstrative call there, making sure everybody in the building knew exactly what was going on. So, on the catcher's interference, first and second and one out. There's a little pop-up shallow right out as Ibarra, and this one will have some curvature and land foul by the visiting bullpen. So Daytona catches a bit of a break as that one lands foul. It's 0-1. Mojica sharing a laugh with Michelle Triana at third base after Michelle nearly robbed him of a hit earlier in the inning. Juan Jerez, the batter. Righty swinger hitting at 204, two doubles, a homer, and six RBIs. Jerez, 2-for-12 in that series against Lakeland last week at home. It's the first road trip of the season for the Marauders. The 0-1, and this one hit on the ground past the diving Steiger to his right into left field. They're going to hold Mojica at third. Throw in by Confidan, cut off by Triana. So the second hit of the inning for Bradenton. And now they have him loaded with one out with the catcher Wyatt Hendry. Hendry playing in his fifth game of the year. 286 average, 4-for-14, two doubles, a homer, and an RBI. Hendry on a three-game hitting streak. 4-for-11 in that series against the Flying Tigers. Corners are in, middle infield at double play depth. And Rivera's first pitch foul to the screen at 0-1. Rivera, as we were saying earlier, primarily an infielder during his high school days, just about an hour or so away in Orlando at Freedom High School. And Javi, very personable, very chatty guy. It's great having him sit behind me on the bus ride back from Jupiter the other day as Hendry checks his swing. Did he go on appeal? No, he did not. And the count 1-1. Very inquisitive young man, as seen by his academic choices back at FAU and Indian River State College. Was a biological sciences major, according to his FAU page, as this one pulled foul up the third base line. It's 1-2. Was a biological sciences major with aspirations to be an orthopedic surgeon. Not your typical career path outside of baseball for a guy playing pro ball, but every now and then there are guys like that that surprise you. The 1-2-3. And it's two balls and two strikes. Not in the sense that they're brilliant, but some of the subjects they study are so fascinating and so unique that you wonder where they find the time to be able to focus on both their energies. This is a ground ball. Nice scoop by Triana at third. Throw home for the out. Jones bluffs the throw elsewhere. Throw back to third, and safely there is Campagna. Beautiful pick by Triana away from his body to the forehand side. Able to take away a base hit and an RBI from Hendry. They get the lead runner at home. So a 5-2 fielder's choice on that ground ball. The bases will remain loaded. And two away now for the second baseman, Mike Jarvis. Jarvis, right-handed batter. No score here in the top of the second inning. Righty fires, and there's a letter-high fastball at 92. It's 0-1. Jarvis hitting 294 in seven games. 5-for-17, two doubles, a triple. No homers, two RBIs. Campana trying to induce a balk on Rivera, dancing off of third. The righty deals, and this one ripped into right field. Back into his right, Hendrick, reaching out and makes the catch to end the inning. Austin Hendrick got a great read on that ball back into his right and hugging his glove close to his shoulders, able to reel it in to retire the side. So Bradenton threatens, no runs, two hits, no errors, or actually one error. I stand corrected on the catcher's interference, and the base is left full. We are through one and a half, and no score on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game? Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Go to the bottom of the second inning. Daytona and Bradenton scoreless. Yerlin Confidan to lead off against Carlos Jimenez. And the first pitch fouled to the screen. It's 0-1. Confidan, Jones, Lantigua. 5-6 and 7 due up in the inning. No score. In the opening game of this six-game set, Bradenton 7-2. Daytona 3-6. The 0-1. And Confidan takes low. Right, Confidan comes into play, leading the team in RBIs with 5. Hitting a 281, 9 for 32 with a double and a triple. As the lefty takes a called strike 1-2. Some unfortunate roster moves being released by the Reds while the Marauders were at bat in the top of the inning. Ahead of their game tonight in San Diego, the 1-2 down and in. A lot of movement on that breaking pitch from Jimenez. Two balls and two strikes, likely the slider. From the righty, fastball slider change. For the 19-year-old, the 2-2. And Confidan blown away with a fastball. Actually a changeup down and away. Had a good pop on that mitt down and away. But 86 on the gun. A changeup from the right-hander. And Confidan down on strikes. First strikeout tonight for Jimenez. And now it's the catcher, Hayden Jones. Jones hitting at 231 on the year, 6 for 26 in 7 games. A double and an RBI. Hayden last night, or rather on Sunday, 0 for 4 with a couple Ks and a double play. And Jimenez misses off the plate inside. Slider, it's 1-0. But the Reds making the announcement quite literally 7 minutes ago that Jonathan India, who had been out of the lineup the last several days, with a bum hamstring, has been placed on the IL. Is that down and in 2-0? Placed on the 10-day injured list with a right hamstring strain. Retro to the 16th of April, so that is Saturday. 2-0 to Hayden. And this tipped into the glove of the catcher, Hendry, 2-1. So he will be on the mend. They had announced that he would not play in that Padres series anyway. It wouldn't be back until Friday at the earliest. The 2-1. And Jones out in front yanks that one foul towards Juan Baiara in the first base coach's box. It is 2-2. Mike Moustakas also went on the injured list with a right bicep strain. Retro to April the 18th. So that is yesterday. 2-2 the count, the pitch, and Jones Another hard ground ball up the first baseline. It remains a two-strike, two-ball count. So to replace Moustakas in India on the Major League roster, former Tortuga T.J. Friedel recalled from AAA Louisville. 2-2 pitch, and this is a broken bat jammer towards third. Charging in, Mojica takes a bounce behind him as he tries to barehand it. And the Bradenton infield making sure Mojica alert. And getting that ball to second base, Jones wasn't really looking for two. Hustling up the first base line, expecting a bang-bang play. But Hayden Jones, a broken bat infield single. And Daytona with one on and one out here in the frame for Danny Lantigua. The old phrase, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. The bat left splintered in a pair of pieces. And Mojica, a strong effort towards the line to try and make a play on that ball. But took a nifty left-hand turn. And everybody was safe. So one on, one out. Here's Danny Lantigua. Did not play on Sunday. 1-for-12 on the year with three walks. Picked up his first base hit in the Saturday game against the Cardinals. Also walked in that one. Switch hitter, batting lefty. Long look in for Jimenez. Now fires. And a swing and a miss. Fastball at 93. It's 0-1. T.J. Friedel has joined the Reds in San Diego. And now the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, walking out to the mound, wanted to change baseballs from the starter, Carlos Jimenez. Initially thought it might be something in relation to a balk or some sort of infraction. All he wanted was to give him a new ball. So 0-1 on Danny with one on and one out, no score. And that is outside. Off speed at 85, Riddle. Used to play in this league for the Jupiter Hammerheads when he was a Marlins prospect. Had his contract selected from AAA Louisville. And so JT and TJ will join the Reds in San Diego. 1-1. Outside 2-1. There's a joke somewhere in there that the two guys they called up have reversing initials in their first name. Couple of FSL alums will join the club, and the Reds just can't seem to catch a break here in the first couple weeks of the season, especially when it comes to health. 2-1, and Lantigua takes a called strike delayed on the ruling there by Eubanks. It is 2-2. Now you got India Moustakas on the injured list, TJ Antone, Luis Castillo, Justin Dunn, who they got in a trade this offseason. Mike Miner, who they picked up in a trade this offseason. Lucas Sims. Most of those guys just the pitching staff. As this one, a line drive will hump back into left field, a base hit. Jones will stop at second. Firing in is Bowen to the cutoff man. Danny Lantigua, his second knock of the year. Back-to-back one-out hits for Daytona. And they have first and second and one out for the second baseman, Sebastian Almonte. Almonte had off in the series finale on Sunday, hitting a .160 in seven games, 4-for-25, a double, a triple. No homers, two batted in. Almonte had a tough series in Palm Beach, was just 3-of-17, hasn't played since Saturday. Came in as a defensive replacement in the seventh inning, went 0-for-1. Righty against righty in the first pitch. Elevated at 94, but laying off is Almonte, 1-0. The other guys on the IL for the Reds right now, you got Jose Barrero along with Ian Solano and Tyler Naquin, who was added to the IL yesterday. 1-0. And that fastball in there at 94, outer half, 1-1. Jones at second, Lantigua at first, one out. Bottom of the second, no score. So when you look at that, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 guys that would conceivably be on the Reds' active roster right now that are unavailable due to injury or other reasons. As Almonte, a wave and a miss. 94 on the gun, high and away. It is 1-2. And while a lot of people want to make a big deal about the roster moves the Reds made in the offseason, and while they certainly have played a factor in where they certainly sit in the NL Central right now, the injuries have been just as big of a Achilles heel. As Almonte, a double play ground ball to short, charging in Cheng on to second for one, throw to first, dropped by the first baseman Gonzalez, racing to the plate, Jones, and will score as he dives in head first without a play. It'll be a 6-4 fielder's choice, and the run, Jones scoring on an error. It'll be against the second baseman Jarvis on the throw, and Daytona has a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning. Looked like a tailor-made double play, but the throw by Jarvis was low. It was a sprawling effort by Gonzalez towards the right field side of the bag. Put a glove on it, but could not squeeze it tightly. And so Daytona, with good base running, able to take advantage. And now the nine-hitter Gus Steiger, as that one dropped by the catcher Henry, couldn't find it, racing on his way to third, Almonte, and he's going to be there standing. The ball just glanced off the catcher Henry, rolled behind him, had trouble picking it up at first glance, and Almonte got a great break from first and never stopped stride, making it all the way to third on the pass ball. So 1-0 the count on Steiger. And another man in scoring position 90 feet away. The 1-0 to Gus. And a swing over the top of a changeup. It is 1-1. Steiger coming into play today. Just 4 for 30. 133 average. Two doubles. No homers, four RBIs. And again, the umpires force the pitcher Jimenez to take a new baseball. Never seen pitchers, or rather umpires, be so forceful in terms of getting pitchers to change balls and things like that during the course of ball game, as Yorman Bizardo, former major leaguer, the Bradenton pitching coach, out to the mound to talk with Jimenez. Steiger, although he's hitting just a hair over 130 on the year, has been at his best in these spots. All four of his hits this season have come with runners in scoring position. He is 4 for 10 in those spots with both of his extra base hits, as you'd imagine, and all four of his RBIs. Daytona, a run in on the throwing error by Jarvis. Have another man at third and two out. A 1-1. And that inside. Steiger lays off. Two balls and one strike. Steiger has been Daytona's best hitter in the spot so far this season. That has been their biggest bugaboo. You saw it a lot in that Palm Beach series. Hitting with men at second or third. As Steiger fouls it off his back foot, it's 2-2. You look at the roster on the offensive side of things, and the only players hitting above the Mendoza line with men in scoring position are the man at the plate, Steiger, Allen. He's only have one hit. Steiger, a ground ball up the third base line. That one headed towards the Daytona bullpen mound. It will remain 2-2. One hit with runners in scoring position, that is. Top of the lineup, and Austin Hendrick waiting on deck. Daytona a run in on two hits in the home half of the second inning. Jimenez up at 40 pitches already, the 2-2. And that one a tad below the knees. Sharp movement on the slider. And Steiger able to lay off. It's a full count. Twilight sky here in Daytona, as now the pitcher Jimenez sort of looking off in the distance, and Steiger's walking to first base. And was this an automatic ball? Ruled by the home plate umpire. I'm not sure. The home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, is walking towards the manager, Jonathan Johnston. They're meeting halfway between the batter's circle and the Bradenton first base dugout. My first thought was maybe an intentional walk, but that doesn't really add up with a 3-2 count and two outs. On the top of the order due up. So I will operate under the assumption until we find out an official word after the half inning is over that was ruled an automatic ball on Jimenez, which was ball four to Gus Steiger. So now there are men at the corners and two away for Austin Hendrick. Righty against the lefty, and Austin takes low for ball one. Hendrick flied out to center on the first pitch of the game. Hendrick coming into the series, hitting at 280, 7 for 25, a double. Three homers, three RBIs. His first career multi-home run game in the win against Palm Beach on Sunday. And Hendrick, a healthy cut and a miss. Down, it's 1-1. Hendrick coming into play today on a four-game hitting streak, seven of his last 14. Five runs scored. Four extra base hits and four walks. The 1-1. And Hendrick takes outside, 2-1. Austin struck out four times in the first game of the season and has only whiffed seven times in the six games since then. Rather, the eight games since then. The 1-2 pitch, or 2-1 pitch low. And Hendrick now in the driver's seat, 3-1, with Jay Allen the second, open for an opportunity on deck. Left-hander is up and throwing. Down the right field line for Bradenton. Jimenez up over 30 pitches in the inning. As a throwback to first, and Steiger dives back safely. Almonte reached on the fielder's choice. He is at third. Steiger walked. He is at first. The 3-1, and Hendrick off the hands and towards the third base bleachers. It's a full count. Been a laborious start to the night for the 19-year-old Ryan Jimenez. Young arms in this Pirate system. All last year in the FCL, playing for the Pirates black team. Runner will go from first on this 3-2. The payoff pitch, and Hendrick, a hardliner off the legs of the pitcher, rolls towards first base. Hendrick is safe at first, safe at second. Steiger scoring Almonte, and now the concern is on the legs and the health of the pitcher, Carlos Jimenez. A 110-mile-an-hour line drive off the lower. I hope that only caught maybe the foot of him, not the shin or any other bigger bones. But you heard the pop off the bat and then the thud off the lower body of Jimenez, and he went down quickly. There was no chance for there to be a play at any of the three bases on the diamond. It is an RBI for Austin Hendrick, his fourth of the year. But I don't think he was hoping to batter the opposing pitcher in that former fashion. Jimenez is sitting, his head facing towards right field. The Marauders trainer, Casey Lee, over by his left with an arm around his back. Maybe Jimenez is trying to do some stretching right now. But it's not a great sign that Tortuga's trainer, Josh Hobson, has come out with a duffel bag in his left hand and on the phone in his right hand, as he will help out Casey Lee, the Marauders trainer, And the Marauders staff, as it certainly appears as if Jimenez will not be able to continue in this ball game. Looked like he was trying to get up for a second. But a unfortunate way for Austin Hendrick to pick up an RBI single here with two out in the bottom of the second inning. Jonathan Johnston facing towards home plate, looking into the eyes of his pitcher Jimenez, just 19 years of age. Here in the Florida State League this season, won't turn 20 until July. Just hope that he's more in shock than anything else. Left-hander is still throwing in the bullpen for Bradenton, but at this point, I wonder if we're sort of waiting for some sort of equipment to help Jimenez off the diamond. Daytona in this inning have scored two runs. They have sent six men to the plate. Erling Confidon struck out to start the inning. Then Hayden Jones reached on a broken bat, seeing eye infield single to third. He would advance to second on the base hit up the middle by Danny Lantigua, and that's exactly what's happening here. Trent Mason, the Tortugas groundskeeper and stadium operations manager, riding in the Gator alongside Jim Jaworski, the Tortugas general manager, and they're going to help the pitcher Jimenez onto the cart there, onto the back of that Gator. Actually, I don't even think they're going to go for that. I think they're going to try and get him into the passenger seat there. Gets a round of applause. They're trying to protect that left leg of the right-hander. Balancing himself on that right leg with the help of both trainers, Josh Hobson from Daytona, Casey Lee of Bradenton. Great teamwork by both athletic trainers here to help out the pitcher, and he rests his head, his eyes, in the little nook of his elbow, that left arm. You just, your heart breaks for him. Talented 19-year-old righty. Hobson and Lee will travel on the cart with him back out towards the Bradenton clubhouse. But as we said, our heart just breaks for the young 19-year-old Carlos Jimenez, who did nothing wrong, just took a line drive off the lower body, off his left leg, up by the Budweiser bullpen. And as we said in this inning, Sebastian Almonte with one out, hit a double play ground ball to short. They got the force out there, but a throwing error by the second baseman, Mike Jarvis, allowed Jones to score from second base, gave Daytona a 1-0 lead. Gus Steiger was awarded first base on an infraction on the pitcher. Jimenez wasn't set in enough time. It was an automatic ball four, and then with Hendrick at the plate, that liner off his lower body. And the left-hander into the ballgame will have as much time as he needs to get ready. After the injury, it's Jake Sweeney on the pitch. Daytona has first and second, two out, a 2-0 lead. And our thoughts with the right-hander Carlos Jimenez, who's visibly shaken up and physically shaken up after that line drive. We'll be back in a moment on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Back here in the bottom of the second inning, the starter for the Marauders, Carlos Jimenez, leaving with a lower body injury. Just a few moments ago after taking a line drive off the leg from the bat of Austin Hendrick. Daytona has two here in this second inning, and the new arm in the game is the left-hander Jake Sweeney, who will face off against the 19-year-old center fielder Jay Allen II. Singled and stole a base back in the opening inning. He is one for one. Sweeney, 6'7", 240 pounds, 21 years old out of Hobart, Indiana. Now the first pitch to Allen is letter high, a strike 0-1. Sweeney, the Pirates' 36th round pick in 2019 out of Pensacola State College here in the Sunshine State, the 0-1. And Allen, little number towards the Bradenton dugout, it's 0-2. Steiger at second, Hendrick at first, two in, two out. Sweeney making his third appearance of the year. No record, an ERA of 6. Given up 4 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Gave up a run on 2 hits in 2 innings against Lakeland on Thursday. As Allen takes down by the shoelaces, 1-2. Sweeney, last year, playing in the Arizona, or rather Florida Complex League. The Pirates' black squad went 2-2 at a 4.26 ERA. The 1-2 to Jay, and this one fought off the screws. Over by the pavilion, first base line. It is still a one ball, two strike count. Walk 21, struck out 36 and 25 in the third innings last year. Sweeney, one of a handful of lefties on this roster for the Marauders, as Allen on the ground is short. Fielding there is Cheng. Throw to first base is in time to get the speedy Allen to end the inning. But Daytona gets 2 runs on 3 hits. No errors and 2 men left. Or actually rather 1 error and 2 men left in the inning after 2. It's 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like kids run the bases and catches on the field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
So a long break for Javi Rivera between the top of the second and the top of the third. Daytona a 2-0 lead. As we have reached the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East, Justin Rock with you on the Tortugas Radio Network. Top of the lineup, two up for the Marauders in the inning. Cheng, Gonzalez, and Lasco, the three scheduled to bat. And Roddy Rivera's first pitch of the frame. Is a changeup outside for ball one. Cheng flied out to left his first time. Is 0 for 1 so far tonight. Riley kicks and fires. And Cheng, a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Jones. Home white uniforms, Tortugas arched across the chest in dark green. Green numerals front and back, powder blue border. As Cheng cuts and misses at a changeup outside, 1-2. Green and blue piping around the collar down the front of that white Jersey topped the 1-2 pitch low. Another off-speed delivery. It's two balls and two strikes. White pants. Rivera has him down to his ankles. And those white cleats. Righty fires. And Cheng able to grab it up to stay alive. That one sailing out by the Riverwalk third base line. It remains 2-2. White cleats dug into the stadium mound. Tortuga's wearing the two-tone cap for the first time this season. A 2-2. Outside, it's a full count. Blue back panel, powder blue back panel. Powder blue bill, white front panel with the neon green Sheldon Tortuga head logo on the front. Rodgers looking for a leadoff base runner, the payoff pitch, and that one right down the middle, and Cheng knew it. Strike three. 92 knee high, and Rivera has his third strikeout of the ball game. One away in the third inning, and that'll send up Jacob Gonzalez. Gonzalez flied out to left his first time. He is 0 for 1. Righty against righty. And the first pitch underneath the arms, a called strike. It is 0-1. Righty kicks and fires. And this one fouled straight back behind home plate. And it's no balls and two strikes. Righty kicks and fires, and he struck him out. Change up, down and in under the hands of Gonzalez. Back-to-back strikeout K. And there are two out now on the top of the third. And now the right fielder, Rodolfo Nolasco, who struck out looking his first time. Righty winds and deals. And Nolasco watches that bounce off a home plate. It's 1-0. One-0 pitch, and Alasco out in front. Fouls it behind home plate. It's 1-1. Rivera from the windup, and the breaking ball down and away. Two balls and one strike. Nobody on. Two out. Here at the top of the third inning, Daytona, a 2-0 lead, the 2-1. And Alasco taking all the way, watches a strike at 90, it's 2-2. Peering in behind that beige leather mitt. The wind, the righty fires, and this one tapped up the third baseline, will be a foul ball. And it remains 2-2. Jace Bowen, left fielder, waiting on deck for the Marauders. Rivera looking for his second 1-2-3 inning of the night, the 2-2. Inside by the waist of Nolasco, it's a full count. Payoff pitch coming to the tall right-handed right fielder. And he struck him out. Fastball up in the zone at 93. And Rivera strikes out the side in order. How about that for a shutdown inning to take the lead? No runs, no hits, nobody left. And three Ks for Javi in the third. We are through 2.5. Still 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Tortugas are always looking to make a positive impact. That's why every Tuesday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging. Every Tuesday night at the Jack, Tortugas players and coaches will don special pink-tinted uniforms as the franchise raises money and awareness in the never-ending fight against breast cancer. Nothing can be better than an evening of baseball under the lights and supporting a noble cause. To purchase your Breast Cancer Awareness Night tickets today, give the Tugs box office a call at 386-257-3172 or visit them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Four and five to up for Daytona as we head to the home third inning. 2-0 Tortugas in front as Michelle Triana. Jake Sweeney out for his first full inning of relief tonight. Came in after the starter Carlos Jimenez left with an injury after taking a line drive off his leg in the second. As Triana swings through a pitch up and in, it is 0-2. Catch the final line for the Marauders starter tonight. The 0-2 pitch, that one right behind the back of Triana, and they say it hit him. They say it grabbed a piece of the white fabric in that billowing jersey in the breeze. And I think even Triana had a sly grin on in his face. He might not even be sure that hit him. But he'll take it. He's aboard to lead off the third inning. Don't think there was anything behind that. No pun intended there. On that pitch by Sweeney, and that'll bring up the fan favorite, Ruben Ibarra. Rounded out sharply to short, runner goes for his pitch, throw down, hits the pitcher, and deflects into the second baseman's glove, Jarvis. A stolen base for Triana. After last inning, that is the last thing anyone wants to see, is a pitcher get dinked on the throw down. And thankfully, everybody all right, and the count 1-0 on Ibarra. Been a lot going on in this game. The 1-0 down and in 2-0. We've seen an automatic ball called, an automatic strike called, both firsts in a Tortugas game this season. Catcher's interference, a pitcher leave with an injury, and a pitcher get hit with a throw down to second base. Am I missing anything, Jeff? Shout out to our awesome TrackMan operator, Jeff Lacates, in our booth with us this week as this one fouled in the air, first base side. And between the chalk line and the first base dugout, Jacob Gonzalez makes the catch over his head for the first out of the inning. So Ibarra retired. One away for the left fielder, Yerlin Confidan, who is 0 for 1, struck out his first time tonight. So it's been a wacky first 2.5 innings. Still waiting to hear back also, by the way, from minor league baseball about when was the last time somebody was walked off four straight times? Confidano swinging bunt back to the mound. Sweeney looks towards third. Only play to first and makes a strong bullet on to Gonzalez for the out. Confidano sort of had an awkward step on the bag and not quite walking as normally as you'd imagine up the first baseline back towards home plate. But now in a jog and everything seems to be more better equipped. So just to scare, nothing else. As Triana advances to third. Two away for the catcher, Hayden Jones. Single to left, his first time up. He is 1-for-1. And there's a broken bat. Little number went fair, went foul, and then kicks back foul again to the right of the pillow. Picked up there by Gonzalez. It's 0-1. Looked like that ball had a magnet in it. And someone was underneath the turf, wiggling the other end. 0-1 on the catcher, Hayden Jones. Man at third, two out. Bottom of the third, Daytona, a 2-0 lead. Final line for the starter, Carlos Jimenez. One and two-thirds innings. Two unearned runs, four hits. One walk, one strikeout. 46 pitches and 29 strikes. The pitcher of record on the losing side. Daytona looking to add to the lead. The 0-1. And Jones brushed off the plate in at 91. It is one ball and one strike. Sweeney was originally committed to the University of Arkansas out of Pensacola State before signing with Pittsburgh, as Jones on the ground to the right side. Fielding to his right, the first baseman Gonzalez, and wins the race against Jones to the bag to end the inning. So Daytona threatens, getting a leadoff hit by pitch and a man to third. But can't push him across. No runs, no hits because of the hit by pitch. One left after three. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you with the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. The first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
Top of the fourth inning, Daytona leading Bradenton 2-0. Marauders, no runs, 2 hits, an error. They have left 3 tonight. Jace Bowen to lead off, struck out his first time. And he takes outside for ball one. Daytona, 2 runs, 4 hits. 1 error, they have left 4 tonight. Through 3. Takes a knee-high strike, it's 1-1. Bowen, Mojica, Campagna. Heart of the Bradenton lineup due up in the inning. 1-1 from the right-hander. On the outside corner, it is 1-2. Sun pretty much entirely set. You still have some very minor strands of bluish red out towards the brown and brown and Daytona Beach News Journal buildings down Beach Street as Bowen swings over the top of a curveball. Strike 3, down and in. Nice sliding stop by Jones to his left to keep that ball in front and garner the strikeout. Make that 4 straight punch-outs for Javi Rivera tonight. 6 overall, matching what he did in his debut last week. And now the third baseman, Alexander Mojica, who reached on the infield hit to third his last time. Big, strong right-handed batter. And the first pitch is a fastball. At 92, outer half, it is 0-1. Take a look around the Florida State League here in the top of the fourth inning. Let you know what's going on across the circuit. A lot of games have moved quickly tonight. The 0-1. Fastball runs high, 1-1. St. Lucie and Jupiter opening a series at Roger Dean. That game already in the top of the eighth inning. Hammerheads a 3-1 lead. As Mojica, soft ground ball to third. Easier play for Triana this time, and a low throw picked up on a backhand by Ibarra before it skips. 2 down. 2 up, 2 down for Rivera in the inning. He's retired 7 straight now. And the center fielder, Sergio Campagna, will dig in. Reached on catcher's interference his first time. And Hammerhead's a 3-1 lead. Carlos Dominguez, a solo home run, his third of the year for the Mets. Luis Palacios gave up one over six as Campagna tries to bunt himself aboard and fouls it off. Fort Myers tied with St. Lucie and Bradenton for the league's best record at 7-2. They play in the top of the ninth in Dunedin. They have a 4-2 lead. A combined three-hit effort in that ballgame from the Mighty Muscle staff as Campagna looks at another strikeout or half at 93, 0-2. Nobody on, two out, top of the fourth. Rivera trying to register another 1-2-3 inning. Righty fires, and Campagna able to get a piece and send it out towards the Bradenton clubhouse to the right side, 0-2. Bottom of the sixth at Joker Marchant Stadium, Lakeland. A 3-2 lead over Palm Beach, the 0-2. Struck him out. Change up down at 81. Make that seven strikeouts for Javi Rivera tonight. He has retired eight straight, and if that's the last pitch he throws, you could not have drawn up a better starting debut as he gets a bear hug from some of his teammates as he heads back into the third base dugout. 1-2-3 goes Bradenton in the fourth. He's retired the side in order. In three of the four innings, he's gone tonight. To the bottom of the fourth, 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodatively equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex Ticket Plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Daniel Antigua, switch hitter, batting right-handed to lead off against Jake Sweeney in the fourth, and takes a strike and then waves out a pitch down and out of the zone. It is 0-2. Bottom third of the Daytona lineup due up. Near the fourth inning, Lantigua, Almonte, and Steiger. Tortugas a 2-0 lead. Lantigua singled his first time, the 0-2. Off the outside corner. And it's one ball and two strikes. Bradenton tonight, road gray uniforms. Bradenton arched across the chest in black. Black numerals front and back with a gold border. 1-2. And Lantigua strikes out on the high fastball for the first out. First strikeout tonight for Sweeney. And there is one away here in the fourth inning for the second baseman, Sebastian Almonte. Almonte grounded into a fielder's choice that brought home the game's first run on the subsequent throwing error. That was back in the second inning. Lefty fires, and Almonte, first pitch attacking, pops a baseman on the infield turf calling for it, but waved off by the charging second baseman, Jarvis, and behind the pitcher's mound, the second baseman hauls it in for the second out. So Almonte 0-2 And now bases empty, two out for Gus Steiger. Steiger walked and scored his first time. Rather, walked and was stranded his first time. No official at bat today, lefty against righty. And Steiger takes low, 1-0. Finishing that look around the FSL here in the fourth inning. We mentioned Lakeland, a 3-2 lead over Palm Beach. That game now in the seventh. As that lefty misses high. It is 2-0. Home run in that ball game from Justice Bigby of Lakeland. As there is a strike, 2-1. Wonder if he's related to former Orioles outfielder Larry Bigby. Don't know too many other players with that last name around Hardball. The 2-1 to Gus. And Steiger late hits a rocket off the netting on top of the Bradenton dugout. It's 2-2. Only other game in the league tonight in Clearwater. Tampa and the Threshers tied up at one as they play in the seventh inning. 2-2 off the outer half. 3-2. Top of the lineup in Austin Hendrick waiting on deck. Tona came into play today last in the East Division at 3-6, four back of first place St. Lucie. Payoff pitch. High ball four, and Steiger is on with another walk. So Gus has reached base both times tonight. And Daytona, a two-out base runner for the right fielder, Austin Hendrick. Hendrick extended his hitting streak to five straight with that base hit off the legs of the starter. Forced him to leave the game with an injury. Came off the bat at 110 miles an hour. First pitch, runner goes. Throw down on the strike. The tag, not in time. Steiger able to stay on the bag. The shortstop, Chang, thought he had him. Steiger beat the throw. The question was whether Gus slid past the base. Well, the base umpire, Austin Snow, says he did not. It's a strike to Hendrick, but Steiger a swipe. And Daytona with another man in scoring position. Steiger is second steal of the year. Runner starts, then stops towards third. And Hendrick, less than pleased based on the facial expression on that call, strike 0-2. Bradenton entering play today. Tied atop the West Division with Fort Myers at 7-2, a game up on third place Tampa. The 0-2 to Austin. Struck him out. Nice breaking pitch from Sweeney away. And Hendrick retired to end the inning. No runs, no hits because of the walk. One left at the end of four. Still 2-0 Tortugas here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's...
Okay! Okay!
Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go.
Okay.
Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Party in Central Florida is making its return to minor league baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right. Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
As surmised, Javi Rivera's day is done as we head to the top half of the fifth inning. He will hand the ball off to his tandem mate, right-hander Tanner Cooper. Will make his first relief appearance of the season. What an effort tonight from Javi in his Jackie Robinson ballpark debut. Bottom third of the lineup due up against Cooper. Juan Jerez will lead off. He singled his first time as time called before the first pitch. Cooper, 6'2", 217 pounds, 22 years old from Farmington, New York. And the first pitch breaking ball is low for ball one. Jerez single to left his first time. One for one tonight, the 1-0, and a swing through a fastball up at 92. It is 1-1. Cooper made his season debut as a starter against Palm Beach on Wednesday. That was when Javi came in relief of him. Another fastball pumped by Jerez. Fastball at 93, 1-2. Cooper gave up one unearned run on five hits in four innings, walked one, and struck out a career-high seven in that start. The 1-2 pitch, able to grab a piece of the breaking ball to stay alive. It remains 1-2 on the Bradenton-designated hitter. Righty with an open stance. Cooper straddling the mound, ball two. Fastball got him looking. Strike three, outer half. 92 right on the black. Bob Ross couldn't have painted that better. And there is one away in the fifth inning. Cooper strikes out the first man he faces tonight. Here's the catcher, Wyatt Hendry. Grounded into a fielder's choice his first time. He is 0-1. First pitch to the righty swinger in for a called strike. Another heater, 0-1. Rivera's final line, four innings, no runs, two hits. No walks, seven strikeouts, 62 pitches, and 44 strikes. The 0-1. And another strike in there, chest high, off speed delivery, 0-2. Cooper last year spent his season in Daytona. The 0-2 pitch lays off the breaking ball, down and away, 1-2. Was placed on the IL on June 23rd with a right forearm flexor strain and missed the remainder of the 2021 season. That start last week, his first outing since then, and he's picked up right where he's left off in Daytona as he strikes out the first two men he faces tonight out of the bullpen. Got Hendry on the elevated heater, and there are two down now in the fifth for the nine-hitter Mike Jarvis. Jarvis flied to right his first time. He's 0-1. Cooper last year had a solid season in Daytona. As that outside, want to know his ERA belied how well he pitched. Had a 6.49 ERA. An 0-3 record, one save, but struck out 27 and 26 and a third. And a lot of those runs came in his last outing against the Cardinals, as there's a strike. It is 1-1. Jarvis out of San Diego State University. The 1-1. And Cooper, missing a tad bit high, elicits some groans from the crowd. It's 2-1. Rivera will take a no decision tonight. According to TrackMan, that one a strike. Inexact, though, the two Bradenton on deck circle. And most of the bats still in Jarvis's hands, but the top half of the barrel went shattering up the third base line. So 2-2 the count as Cooper trying to work a spotless top half of the fifth inning. Justin Rock with you. Bottom of the 8 o'clock hour here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona two runs in the second, and that has them ahead 2-0. Opening game of the six-game series. We are back at it tomorrow with our first Belly Buster Wednesday of the 2022 season, presented by Marco's Pizza. All you can eat hamburgers, hot dogs, popcorn, and of course, cheesy Marco's Pizza. All starting at $14 tomorrow here at the Jack, and it'll be Luis Peralta, the lefty for the Marauders, against the righty Jose Franco. 2-2 pitch. This one hit sharply on the ground to short. Back into his left, Steiger. Throw to first in time to end the inning. 1-2-3 goes Bradenton. against Cooper in the fifth. Retires the side on 14 pitches halfway through. Daytona in front, 2-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Take the field before the first pitch with your favorite Tortugas players as a part of our Field of Dreams package. Starting at $16 a person, fans with voucher, and a Tortugas hat. Field of Dreams spots are going quickly, so be sure to act today. To purchase your Field of Dreams package today, call the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or log on to DaytonaTortugas.com for more information.
Awesome edition of our Land Shark 5 o'clock somewhere crowd karaoke. They're on our first Silver Sluggers night of the season, presented by LabCorp. A lot of Beatles-themed music around the Jack tonight, singing along to Come Together, Yellow Submarine, and She Loves You. Always good to hear the crowd singing along to Paul, John, Ringo, and George. Jay Allen, the second to lead off, shows bunt, pulls back against Sweeney. And it's a called strike for the first pitch of the frame. Allen, Triana, Ibarra, 2-3-4. Due up for the Tortugas in the inning. Lefty Sweeney fires, and Allen out in front. It is 0-2. Jay has singled, stolen a base, also grounded out to short tonight. Sweeney working quickly from the third base side, the 0-2. And that drips up and away. One ball and two strikes. Gray pants for Bradenton tonight, all the way down to their ankles. At least for Sweeney, black and gold piping along the side. 1-2. And Allen chases one in the dirt for strike three. Hendry will throw down to first to complete the strikeout, and does. Allen retired on strikes for the first time tonight. One away in the inning, third strikeout for Sweeney. Here's the third baseman, Michelle Triana. Hit by a pitch, stole the bases last time. It's also grounded out to first. Triana coming into play today on a three-game hitting streak, was 5-4 his last 12. Coming into play today as that up and in, 1-0. Triana had actually hit well against lefties in his first several games, 3 for time called at home plate. Bases empty, 1 out. 2-0 Tortugas in the opening game of this series. 1-0. And Triana fouls it back behind home plate. It is 1-1. Take a look around the Reds affiliate scoreboard here in the fifth inning. Let you know what's going on across the circuit tonight. The 0-1. And Triana out in front. Actually, one ball and two strikes on the Tortugas third baseman. Reds will start a little bit earlier than last night, 9:40 first pitch, so about an hour from now. Eastern time out in San Diego. The 0-2. And Triana can't lay off the sweeping breaking ball for the second out. Third straight strikeout for Sweeney. All four have come in the last two innings. And two up, two down for Ruben Ibarra. Fouled out to first. His last trip has also grounded out sharply to short. It'll be 2019 Tortuga. Ray Iver, San Martin on the mound for the Reds tonight as Ibarra a drive to center. Back into his left, Campagna. This one will stay in the ballpark because of the wind. And right on the lip of the warning track makes the catch to end the inning. Had the wind been blowing in basically any other direction other than in from center, that ball is a goner. Instead, and just a very loud out number three as Ruben Ibarra just still can't catch a break, as this time he gets a big hug from his third base coach Jeffrey Sierra. Doing everything right, though, mechanically. To the sixth, 2-0 Daytona here for the Jack. Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3170 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. Top of the sixth inning, Daytona still in front, 2-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network. Justin Rock with you here. On this Tuesday night, Fans Escott Bus Lines is the official transportation partner of the Daytona Tortugas. Sungche Cheng will lead off here in the sixth and take a first pitch strike, 0-1. Escott Bus Lines is a family-owned company that's been providing organizations of all types with charter bus transportation since 1983. This is a dribbler towards first. Over to cover, Cooper, fielded by Ibarra, underhand flip to the pitcher covering, and Cooper dropped it. Cooper had it in his glove, and the ball just came barreling out. And it will be an error on the pitcher that allows Cheng to reach here to start the sixth inning. Everything done well except for the final step. And we'll see if Bradenton can take advantage as they have the leadoff man aboard here in the sixth inning. Second error tonight for Daytona defensively. First time Bradenton has put the leadoff man on all game. It's Jacob Gonzalez, and he drives that one out to right. Back into his left, Hendrick, now curling towards the line. Second goes halfway and realizes a bad idea and gets back ahead of the real-eye throw by Steiger. Austin Hendrick unleashed a howitzer from the right field line, and Sungche Cheng got a first-hand account as to don't run on Austin Hendrick. About halfway there, slammed on the brakes immediately and said, hold up, bad idea, let's get back there. And did ahead of the throw. Nice job by Hendrick as well, reading that ball off the bat of Gonzalez. Thought that one off first contact might sail over his head. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. And a heavy swing and a miss at a fastball, 0-1. He's 0-2 with a couple of strikeouts. But to reserve your ride, log on to escottbuslines.com. That's E-S-C-O-T, buslines.com. One on, one out. The 0-1 in Alaska. And this one on the ground to short could be two. Steiger, tough pick away from his body on his second for one. Almonte to first, double play. Gus Steiger, a forehand glove scoop to his left and made a strong throw on to Almonte, who made the relay on to Ibarra. 6-4-3, and the side is retired. No runs, no hits, an error, and nobody left because of the twin killing. 5.5 complete. 2-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays, presented by Bud Light, are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Tanner Cooper needed only five pitches to get out of that sixth inning. We head to the home half of the frame. Daytona still in charge by a pair, 2-0. Call to the bullpen for Jonathan Johnston and the Marauders. Third arm into the game today, it is the right-hander Carlos Lomeli. 6'2", 195 pounds, turned 23 last month out of La Habra, California. Was the Pirates' 17th round pick last year out of St. Mary's in Moraga, California. Yerlin Confidan will lead off. And the first pitch off the plate inside, 1-0. Confidan has struck out, grounded to the pitcher tonight. He's 0-2. Lomeli from the first base side of the mound in the stretch, the 1-0. And Confidan off the end of the bat, out of play towards third base. It is 1-1. Lomeli, third appearance of the season, 1-0, a 4.5 ERA, five hits in four innings, a walk, and eight strikeouts. Last pitching against Lakeland on Saturday, the 1-1. And Confidan lunges for one and bounces it foul behind the plate, 1-2. Gave up two runs on five hits in an inning. Did not walk anyone and struck out two. His season debut on April the 9th against Dunedin picked up the win. Faced one over the minimum over three shutout innings. Only base runner he allowed on a walk. Confidan, a ground ball right back to the pitcher, Lomeli. Almost a look what I found. Stuck his glove out a tad to his left. It was sort of more along the lines of his follow-through on the pitch. And the glove found the webbing. And Confidan retired on his second straight ground ball to the pitcher. Base is empty, one out. Here's the catcher, Hayden Jones. Singled and scored. Is also grounded out to first tonight, 1-2. Lomeli fires, and Jones off the railing between our dugout and the visiting booth. That's a first in 3 years. You could hear that distinctive ping off the metal. So the count 0-1 on the Tortugas backstop. Righty Lomeli fires, and Jones, a foul tip into the glove of Hendry, 0-2. Lomeli, last year, did not pitch after being drafted, similar to Javi Rivera. So this is just the third appearance of his career. But there's one interesting caveat. The 0-2, way high, released early on that pitch, 1-2. Is like Owen Holt of Daytona and a couple other guys pitched in the MLB Draft League last summer before being taken. And the team he played for is a former Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate, the West Virginia Power. They were one of the teams downsized in the minor league system as Jones strikes out on the breaking ball down and in. First strikeout today for Lomeli. Two up, two down in the sixth inning. And now it's the switch hitting DH, Danny Lantigua, who will bat left-handed, singled in his first trip left-handed, struck out his second time from the right side. But made three appearances there, had 11 strikeouts in eight innings, and sure enough, was taken by the Pirates in the 17th round. First pitch, the lefty batter, and Lantigua had to hop out of the way of the last second of a ball ticketed towards his front hip. It is 1-0. Final line, there's Sweeney. A 1-0, and Lantigua, long swing, fouls it off, 1-1. Jake Sweeney, 3 1/3 innings, no runs, no hits, a walk. Struck out four. 37 pitches, 26 strikes, and stranded both base runners he inherited. 1-1. Change up outside, 2-1 to Danny. Sebastian Almonte, second baseman on deck. Nobody on, two out, bottom of the sixth. Both of these games run scored by Daytona in the home second. 2-1. And Lantigua off the hand, shallow left. Down is Mojica. In is Bowen on the run. This one will land in fair territory and bounce behind the Tortugas bullpen mound. And Lantigua will cruise into second with a two-out double. Just a little flare down the left field line. Was a question of whether or not it would stay straight enough to be a fair ball. Just barely bouncing to the right of the imprinted white chalk on this turf field. Took a high hop away from Bowen towards the Daytona bullpen mound. And Lantigua with his second hit of the year, his first double. And Daytona with a man in scoring position and two out for Almonte. That breaks up a streak of six in a row retired by Marauder pitching. Righty against righty. And Almonte right on it, but can't straighten it out. Foul ball, 0-1. Almonte reached on a fielder's choice and scored in that second inning. Popped up to second his last time in the fourth. Marauders, no runs, two hits, an error. They have left three tonight. Daytona, two runs, five hits, two errors. They have stranded five. The 0-1. Up and in to Almonte. Able to duck out of the way. It's 1-1. Looking ahead to the seventh, Bradenton will have the heart of their lineup due up. One one. Now one low. And Almonte lays off. Two balls and a strike. Gus Steiger, the shortstop, is on deck. Monte, his first start since Friday. Now they've got the runner breaking towards third, and the throw gets behind the third baseman, Mojica, and up the left field line, and Lantigua scores. Lantigua was stealing third on the pitcher, Lamelli. Lamelli was getting barked at by his teammates to step off and throw. Stayed flat-footed and threw one right in the dirt past the glove of Mojica. Up the line, off the side chain link fence, and Lantigua never slowed down. Great base running by Danny, and I think Jeffrey Sierra, the third base coach, deserves a little credit as well. It is 3-0 here with Almonte at the plate, and a swing and a miss. It's 2-2. It'll be a two-base error on the pitcher, Lamelli, that allows Lantigua to score. I'll actually clarify the 2-2. High ball three. Don Roberts reading my mind, our legendary official scorer here at the Jack, the other side of my window. 3-2 to Almonte, and he struck him out on the fastball. Lantigua will get credit for stealing third before scoring on the error. But Daytona gets a run on a hit and one very costly error. And the bases left empty. We head to the seventh. Daytona in front, 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be like, everyone break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. Or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
We'll be right back.
top of the seventh inning. Daytona a 3-0 lead. Part of the lineup due up against Tanner Cooper, out for his third inning of work tonight. Daytona with heads-up base running to create that third run. Daytona has a first pitch to Bowen high for ball one. Daytona tonight with four stolen bases in this game. 1-0. Check swing on a breaking ball away, 2-0. And it's amazing how team dynamics change year to year, especially in the minor leagues. 2-0. And Bowen gets one in the air right side. Ibarra in a foul ground over by the Bradenton bullpen mound by the relay fence. And runs out of real estate as it lands on the roof of the pavilion. It is 2-1. Last year's Daytona team, the focal point on offense so much surrounded power between Ellie De La Cruz and Alan Cerda and Leo Seminati. 2-1. Straight back towards East Orange Avenue, 2-2. And this year, it seems speed is going to be one of the key hats Daytona lays it on this season. With Bowen, Tomahawks one in the air, third base way. Jones with mask in hand will not have enough room. That one a souvenir will remain a two-ball, two-strike count. Daytona had Gus Steiger lead the team last year with 14 stolen bases. Jay Allen almost halfway there in the third week of the season. 2-2. Bowen checks his swing on a sweeping breaking ball. And it's a full count. More pitches from Cooper in this at-bat than he threw all last inning. This will be number seven here to Bowen, the 3-2. And this one crushed in the air to center. Back into his right is Allen, the second. With the wind blowing in, he's got plenty of space. And he'll make the catch well before the warning track for the first out. Much like the ball Ibarra hit to dead center a few innings ago. Well struck, but with that sharp breeze blowing in off the Halifax River, unable to really get any carry out to left and center. And so, just a very loud out number one. And now the third baseman, Alexander Mojica. And that breaking ball away, 1-0 to finish up our look. Rounds the Reds affiliate scoreboard here on this Tuesday night. Never really got underway as we reach the 9 o'clock hour. Outside 2-0. Reds will start in about 40 minutes or so. They'll take on the Padres, game two of their series. Former Tortuga, Reiver San Martin. They get the start for the Reds, 2-0 low ball three. Joe Musgrove expected to take the mound for the Padres tonight. That one right across at 90. Called strike 3-1. Triple-A Louisville already final, falling at home today to the Iowa Cubs, 7-2. 3-1, and Mojica gets jammed and fouls it out of play to the right. It's a full count. Trey Ambergy, former Tampa Yankee in this league, his first Triple-A home run for Louisville. Payoff pitch from Cooper, and Mojica grabs enough. Smashes it back to the mesh screen. It's still a full count. Former Tortugas Lorenzo Zedrola in the lineup. Former Daytona Cub. Albert Almora Jr. there as well, the 3-2. On the outside corner, Mojica thought he had ball four. Took two or three steps towards first base and just a glance back at the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks. But Cooper clips the outer half, has another K, two down in the seventh. Third strikeout tonight for Coop. And the center fielder, Sergio Campagna. Step in, reached on catcher's interference and a strikeout. This one a big ricochet off the third baseman Triana, barehanded by Steiger with a throw there late. That took a wicked hop off the chest of Triana. That's what happens sometimes on this turf infield. Only the pitcher's mound, batter's circle, and the bullpen mounds natural dirt. And it just took a tricky hop on Triana on what people may have thought was going to be a routine ground ball. So an infield hit for Campagna. As he's aboard with two out for Juan Jerez. He has a hit tonight And Cooper lets that one miss high, 1-0. Jerez singled in the second, struck out looking against Tanner in the fifth. 1-0. That one up and in. And it's now two balls and no strikes. Elsewhere, Double A Chattanooga on the road against league champions. The 2-0. And a heavy swing and a miss by Jerez. Foul tipped into the glove of Jones. It's 2-1. Snap throw behind the runner at first, Campagna. And he's back safely. They are in the middle of the sixth inning. Chattanooga and Mississippi tied at 3. T.J. Hopkins, a solo home run, his second of the year. Righty deals, and another foul ball behind home plate. It's even at 2-2. Former Tortuga Carson Spires made the start. Ricky Salinas has followed him. Matt McLean, a couple walks after hitting for the cycle. First player in the minor leagues to do that this season on Sunday. One on, two out, the 2-2 pitch. And a foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Jones. Strike 3, inning over. Second strikeout of the inning for Cooper. And he works around a two-out infield single to leave a man aboard. No runs, a hit, one left. Time to get up and stretch out those arms and legs. We are through 6.5. 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. Is a shooting star okay?
Is the laughter of a small child okay?
Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will
have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay!
Want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Little John. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay!
Gus Steiger to lead off for Daytona, bottom of the seventh inning. They have a 3-0 lead, top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you here in Daytona Beach as Steiger takes a first pitch strike from Carlos Lamelli. It's 0-1. Gus has walked twice tonight and scored one of Daytona's three runs. The 0-1. And Steiger takes high, one ball and one strike. Steiger, Hendrick, Allen the second. 3-2 up in the inning. Tortugas with two in the second, one in the sixth to have a three-run cushion. Wind blowing the back of the righty's jersey as Steiger takes up and away, 2-1. Only score left to update you on in the red system before we move to the Major League Baseball scoreboard here in the seventh inning. It's down at high A, Dayton as a 2-1. There's a strike up and away, able to clip that upper right quadrant. It's 2-2. They are in the bottom of the eighth inning in Dayton, taking on the West Michigan Whitecaps. Tigers affiliate, Dragons, a 3-0 lead. 2-2. Steiger on the outside corner, got him looking. Steiger pointing to it, saying it was outside, and it did look like it may have missed the outside corner. Home plate umpire Chase Eubanks has been pretty on point with that tonight in terms of left and right, in and out with the strike zone. But no umpire is perfect, and Steiger unfortunately on the receiving end there. And there's one away in the seventh inning for Austin Hendrick. Hendrick RBI infield single in the second inning. And waving a miss there, it's 0-1. Alex McGarry, former Tortuga, a solo homer, his third of the year. Jose Torres, Reese Hines, Ellie De La Cruz, Alan Cerda, McGarry, and Ashton Creel, the former Tortugas, in the high A lineup today, the 0-1. And Hendrick pulls his head out on that off-speed pitch. It's 0-2. Joe Boyle threw four no-hit innings tonight. Former Tuga struck out 10. Manuel Cashew gave up just one hit over three shutout innings. So Dayton pitching tonight, working on a combined one-hitter going into the ninth. The 0-2, and Hendrick fouls it back behind home plate. It remains no balls and two strikes. Nobody on, one out, home seventh. Daytona ahead by three. Third baseman Mojica off the line. Shortstop Chang up the middle. Glove on the hip of Lomeli as time called at the dish. Right-hander readies himself at the belt. Now fires the 0-2. And Hendrick, a little number back towards the mound. Fielding third base side Lomeli. And in one motion, throws on to Gonzalez for the second out. And 33. Two up, two down for Lomeli in the seventh. And now it's the center fielder, Jay Allen, the second, one for three with a base hit. And a stolen base, has also grounded a short and struck out. You could hear on the highlights from Sunday, even though no paid attendance in the crowd at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, as Allen takes high for ball one. Quite a loud roar from the cheering section just to the right of Daytona's third base dugout at Roger Dean on Sunday when Allen hit his first home run of the year. As that one fouled back 1-1, was talking with Ryan Dowd for us at Roger Dean that week. And he is a John Carroll Catholic High School alum like Jay, had known him and followed him throughout his high school career. So glad to see him back in the area for this minor league season as that one high, 2-1. He was telling me about what a great family Jay has and how the Allen family last week was trying to juggle Jay being back in the area playing against the Cardinals as the 2-1 is high ball three, while simultaneously trying to watch his sister play high school softball for the John Carroll Club as well. So Jay, far from the only athlete in his family. 3-1, and that one high and away, ball four. He's aboard with a two-out walk. So second time Lomeli has permitted a two-out base runner. First time it hurt him in the sixth. And now it is Michelle Triana. Triana, three-game hit streak entering tonight. 0-2 today, was hit by a pitch and stole a base in the third, struck out his last time in the fifth. Righty against the big burly left-hander. And a throwback to first nearly caught Allen leaning. He was taking his secondary as the pitcher stepped off and able to get back ahead of the tag from Gonzalez. Third baseman Mojica again well off the line with the lefty at the plate, and that one sails on Lomeli. Leaping to bring it in is Hendry, 1-0. Triana playing primarily at third base this year after spending most of his time last year on the other side of the diamond, as Triana off the hands to our left out of play, 1-1. Is predominantly a third baseman coming up in Cuba before the Reds signed him and moved him over to the other end of the diamond. With Ruben Ibarra over at first base as well. Triana, 1-1. Allen stays put in the dirt, blocked with the chest by Hendry. And Jay will stay put. It's two balls and one strike. Looking ahead to the top of the eighth inning against Tanner Cooper, 8-9-1. The scheduled hitters for the Marauders. As Triana takes a 2-1 strike, knee high, it's 2-2. Ruben Ibarra hoping for a chance on deck. A lot of room between the third baseman and the third base line. Now the 2-2, and that one hits Triana as time was called on the pitch. And now the home plate umpire, Chase Eubanks, checking to make sure Triana is okay. That one caught him right in the thigh. And trainer Josh Hobson, who's already had a busy night tonight, out alongside Gookie Dawkins to make sure Triana is okay. Time was called as the pitcher, Lamelli, was getting ready to toss home. And Triana could not get out of the way of the pitch that didn't count. Triana telling Gookie and Josh he is all right, and they will walk shoulder to shoulder back to the third base dugout. So a painful no pitch on that last play for Daytona. And a lot of guys getting hit tonight inadvertently. Line drive off the bat of Hendrick, and then most comically was the pitcher Sweeney getting hit on the throw down on the stolen base when Triana swiped second, as Triana can't connect on the fastball up to end the inning. 88 up in the zone. And the strikeout by Lamelli strands a man aboard. No runs, no hits because of the walk. One left. To the business end of this ballgame. Final two innings of regulation. Daytona leads 3-0 on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
Top of the eighth inning, Tanner Cooper out for his fourth inning of relief. And the first pitch to Wyatt Hendry is low for ball one. Daytona a 3-0 lead, 8-9-1 due up for the Marauders in the inning. And the righty deals, and Hendry off the end of the bat. Right field line, Ibarra running towards the Marauder bullpen, lost his hat and won't be able to make a play on the ball. As it lands on the roof of the Bradenton clubhouse, it is 1-1. Hendry 0-2, grounded into a fielder's choice and has struck out tonight. Tanner Cooper has been strong out of the bullpen in support of Javi Rivera. Just one hit, four Ks over three innings tonight. The 1-1. That one inside at 89. And the count 2-1. Take a look around Major League Baseball here in this eighth inning. Let you know what's going on across both the American and National Leagues. Is this one skied again, right side. Ibarra by the Bradenton auxiliary bench area. And again, out of Nationals and Diamondbacks playing a doubleheader today in Washington. Nationals winning game one, 6-1. Dalton Varsho, a home run, his second of the year. Josiah Gray, 8 strikeouts for the Nationals. As Hendry out in front of the off-speed pitch, strike 3. Back-to-back strikeouts for Cooper. That is his 5th punch-out tonight. One away here in the 8th inning, and that'll bring up the second baseman, Mike Jarvis. Jarvis Grounded out to short as last time. Was also flied out to right 0 for 2. Game 2 of that doubleheader right now. Top of the 8th inning in D.C. The first pitch, a 59-footer. Picked up on a hop by Jones, 1-0. Nationals a 1-0 lead on Arizona in the top of the 8th. 1-0. This one a high pop towards second. Almonte coming in from his post in shallow right. And now on the brown shaded infield turf, makes the catch, two down. Two up, two away for Tanner in the 8th inning. And now the shortstop, Sung Che Cheng. Reached on an error his last time, has also struck out and fly to left, 0 for 3. Yoan Adone, Victor Arano, and Kyle Finnegan have combined on a three-hitter tonight in game two for the Nationals as first pitch. And Cheng fouls it back 0-1. Mets and Giants playing a doubleheader today as well in New York. Mets walking off game one, 5-4 on a Francisco Lindor. RBI single, 0-1. Back to the screen, 0-2. Jock Peterson, a solo home run, his third of the year for the Giants in game two right now. They are in the top of the 6th inning. The Mets have a 3-0 lead. The 0-2 pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. And Max Scherzer has yet to give up a base hit, has walked two. But no hits allowed through 5 2/3 innings tonight. For the Mets who pitch just off the outside corner. Check swing, appeal did not go. And it's even at two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the 8th in Miami. Cardinals a 5-1 lead on the Marlins. The 2-2 from Tanner. Low ball 3. And that draws some yelps of disapproval from the Daytona Beach faithful. Jacob Gonzalez waiting on deck. The payoff pitch. Off the outside corner, ball 4. So from 0-2 to a walk, that's the first free pass given up by Daytona pitching tonight. So Cheng is aboard for the second straight time. And now the power hitting first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. Was actually acquired by the Pirates in the minor league phase of the Rule 5 draft from the Giants organization this past winter. Righty batter with an open stance. The first pitch is hammered out to left center field. Back goes Allen and Confidant to his left, drifting back to the warning track, and it's one hop and is going to do Daytona a favor and go over the fence for a ground rule double. That would have been a run scoring. Jacob Gonzalez thought that was a home run, but very clearly bounced onto the warning track and over. The Marauder is trying to argue, but we had a very clear vantage point that that is a ground rule double. Bounced on the warning track right in front of the Dustin's Barbecue sign and sailed off to the right of the manual scoreboard. Jonathan Johnston wants the umpires to get together for help, but we saw it very clearly that that was a ground rule double, and it will be a ground rule double. I don't know what Bradenton could possibly be arguing there other than trying to maybe encourage the umpires to make a wrong call, but not very clearly a ground rule double. And now, all of a sudden, the Marauders, after that two-out walk, have the Dolfo Nolasco. Daytona's bullpen up and working down the left field line. Cheng at third, Gonzalez at second. And Cooper from the stretch issues a strike letter high 0-1 that Nolasco didn't agree with. Nolasco 0 for 3, has struck out twice and grounded out to short. Marauders trying to break up the shutout here. The 0-1. Another breaking ball, knee high, 0-2. Righty is loosening. Out in left field for Daytona. Cooper trying to stop the bleeding here. The 0-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Fastball, or actually not a fastball, an elevated off speed pitch at 80 on the radar gun. Regardless, Cooper gets the K and strands two runners in scoring position. No runs, one hit. And because of the walk, two men left at the end of 7.5. It's still 3-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network.
It's all new and now open.
open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Fitting with a lot of Beatles music being played over the PA here on this first Silver Sluggers night of the season. We get a little Day Tripper on the radio network as well. Ruben Ibarra, your lead confidant, Aiden Jones. 4, 5, and 6 due up as the Marauders make a call to the bullpen here in the bottom of the eighth inning. On a pitch is the right-hander Darvin Garcia. Working from the first base side of the mound, and Garcia's first pitch of the night. Down and away for ball one. Dennis Boatman up and throwing down the left field line for Daytona. Looks like he'll get the ninth. Ibarra 0-for-3. Flied out to deep center his last time as the 1-0. In there, strike 1-1. Garcia, 6'3", 170 pounds, 22 years old from Las Matas in the Dominican. Signed back in 2019, the 1-1, and Ibarra looks at a strike 1-2. Nice crowd on hand on this Tuesday night. Just over 1,600. Taking this one in here at the Jack, the 1-2. And Ibarra crushes one, same spot. Left field, back goes Bowen to the warning track at the wall, makes the catch. Right in front of the Giles signage, in front of the manual scoreboard. And basically, at this point, I think all Ruben Ibarra needs to do to get a base hit is he needs to go out there and physically plant it with his hand on the turf somewhere. 101 miles an hour off the bat. And a la Jacob Gonzalez, I thought that ball was gone. And it was not, as Confidant swings and hits a missile to short. Right there is Cheng, and he'll make the play for the second out. That'd be a great question for Gookie Dawkins, Darryl Brinkley, and the coaching staff for Daytona as the bases are empty and two out for Hayden Jones, 1-for-3 with a hit and a run scored. Is what is the message to a guy like Ruben Ibarra when he keeps on barreling up baseballs and has nothing to show for it in terms of his stat line? As the righty deals and Jones hits another rocket towards the Bradenton bullpen, it's 0-1. Seemingly every ball this inning off of the right hand of Garcia has been hit well. But like Ibarra, nothing to show for it for Daytona. The 0-1. Outside 1-1. Because that's part of baseball, is you will go through stretches where you just keep on crushing it and you keep being retired. The 1-1. And that one at the letters, 1-2. And even the most upbeat and positive person like Ibarra is can have those moments of doubt seep in. A 1-2 pitch. Down and in, 2-2. So I think that's going to be my question for them tomorrow, is how do you keep a guy like Ruben? Because at some point, things are going to break his way. 2-2 pitch, and Jones fouls it off the facing of the press box and ricochets into the Tortugas dugout. Everybody okay? Seen more balls hit off the railings of our booths here and I have my first 2+ years combined. As Jones hits one on the ground a second, right there is Jarvis, and he'll make the play to end the inning. So Daytona hits some balls well, but Garcia works a 1-2-3, 11-pitch eighth inning. To the ninth we go. Dennis Boatman coming on to try and secure a shutout win. Daytona 3, Bradenton nothing. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Go to the bullpen for Daytona as we head to the top of the ninth inning. On is the bearded and long brown hair sporting right-hander Dennis Boatman. Boatman standing at 6'4", 200 from Roseville, California. Made his first two Daytona appearances out of the bullpen last week in Palm Beach. Boatman earned the save in the series opener on Tuesday, worked a perfect 10th inning, took the loss in the game on Saturday, but did not allow an earned run. Has given up just one hit. That was the walk-off winner on Saturday. One unearned run, one walk. That was intentional on Saturday. And three strikeouts in his two appearances. Boatman taken by the Reds last year in the 17th round out of Sacramento City College. Bowen, Mojica, and Campagna, part of the Bradenton lineup, due up here in the ninth inning. Bowen 0-for-3 has struck out twice and fly to center. And the first pitch from Boatman, a knee-high fastball at 94. It's 0-1. Final line for Tanner Cooper tonight. He was outstanding once again. Four innings, no runs, two hits. A walk, six Ks, 56 pitches, 37 strikes. The 0-1 is a fastball up. It is 1-1. Cooper leaving in line for the win tonight because Rivera did not last five. First baseman Ibarra off the line as Boatman works from the first base side. The 1-1. And that one bounces down and in. Count now 2-1. Boatman started his college career at UCLA before transferring to junior college ball. 2-1. Fouled off the screen. In the hands of Bowen's bat, it's 2-2. Boatman, when he was still pitching in high school at Wood Creek High School in California, had a playoff battle as a sophomore against current Tigers starter Matt Manning and won the battle, the 2-2. Bowen, a hard ground ball. Nice play by Ibarra to his left in the line. They'll make one away here in the ninth inning. Hit it hard, but Ibarra, a good jump on that ball to his left. And Bowen retired for the first out. And now the third baseman, Alexander Mojica, 1-for-3 with an infield knock. He's also grounded to third and struck out looking. Right-hander sets belt high. Air blowing in the breeze as Mojica takes an off-speed pitch. Outer half, it's 0-1. It's always interesting reading some of the player bios for the guys that went to college. Every now and then there's a little nugget that's a little off the wall. The 0-1. And Mojica fouls it off the end of the bat, back behind the plate, 0-2. My favorite from last year's roster, and he's the man who made the play at first base a moment ago, Ruben Ibarra, on his San Jose State page, it said he's got family members who are steer wrestlers. And for Boatman, on his page, he enjoys restoring cars in his free time and is colorblind. The 0-2 pitch, and this one a chopper to short. Steiger charging in on it. He'll make the throw to Ibarra, and the Tortugas one out away. Good to know for Boatman that the color scheme for Daytona, green and blue, not green and red. Otherwise, Dennis might not know what color uniform he's wearing. One of my best friends from home, huge baseball fan, also colorblind. Remember him complaining to me about the Jets-Bills color rush game a couple years ago. Jets were wearing bright green. The Bills were wearing red as Campagna takes low 1-0. And he had no idea who had the ball. Imagine watching your favorite team play and having no idea which team had it. We'll talk to Dennis and find out if he's ever been in a similar spot. The 1-0 foul back 1-1. Campagna infield hit his last time. 1-2. Dennis, who was walked off on Saturday, has kept a good spirit about him, was cracking on the way back on Sunday. As home plate umpire getting checked on by Gookie Dawkins and Josh Hobson after that last foul ball, but Chase Eubanks telling them to get back to their post in the dugout. He's all good. Been a busy night for Josh Hobson. The umpires, the opposing team, his own team. Trying to finish it off here with Mr. Boatman. The 1-1. Now one low, 2-1. And I guess with Yellow Submarine playing over the speakers here not that long ago, it is pretty fitting that a guy named Boatman is trying to get the final two strikes to close out a Daytona win here tonight. Leaning in over his front leg for the sign. Here's the 2-1. This one in the air to center should do it. Chasing in and to his right is Allen the second, calling for it. Bends his knees, makes the catch over his left shoulder, and you can celebrate a shutout victory. The Daytona Tortugas behind Javier Rivera, Tanner Koper, and Dennis Boatman combine on a four-hit shutout of the top offense in the Florida State League through the first two series of the year. Bradenton came into play today, leading the league in batting average, leading the league in home runs, leading the league in runs scored and hits. And Daytona limits them to donuts in the score column. Just four knocks tonight and 13 strikeouts from this pitching staff adds up to Daytona's second straight win. And they improve to 4-6 on the season. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the recap report for you. Daytona 3, Bradenton nothing. Back with more here from Jackie Robinson Ballpark after these messages.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor in hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the Oceanfront Lounge and Restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Following a trip to Jupiter, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, April 19th against the Bradenton Marauders. It all starts with a breast cancer awareness night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva Care Solutions and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. The homestand continues with a Belly Buster Wednesday on April 20th, presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday. Thursday on April 21st with drink specials starting at just a buck. We kick off the weekend with our friends from the Museum of Arts and Sciences with our annual astronomy night on Friday, April 22nd. Come to the park early as the first fans to the gates will receive a t-shirt giveaway. Bring your four-legged friend out on Saturday, April 23rd for our first Park in the Park night of the season featuring a collapsible dog bowl giveaway. And we wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Night featuring games and activities for all ages. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas 3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
It's now time for the Recap Report, featuring a look back at today's game, scores from Major League Baseball, and a look forward to the Tortugas' next game. So let's send it back out to the stadium and the voice of the Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Outstanding pitching tonight. Javi Rivera, Tanner Cooper, Dennis Boatman combine on a 4-hit, 3-0 shutout of the Bradenton Marauders, who came in tonight as the top offense in the league, leading the circuit in average runs, hits, home runs, RBI, total bases, and slugging percentage. And Daytona, with some great right-handed pitching today, able to stifle the reigning league champions and earn the victory in the series opener. Justin Rock back with you here on the Recap Report. Daytona with the win, improving to 4-6. Bradenton dropping to 7-3 with the loss. Let's take you back through the game that was here today. Carlos Jimenez got the start for Bradenton. Javi Rivera making the first start of his career for Daytona. And it was a tightly contested ball game when Daytona took the lead in the home half of the second inning. In that frame, with nobody out, Yerlin Confidant struck out to lead off the inning. Hayden Jones would then hit a broken back ground ball to the left side that snuck under the glove of Mojica in the left field for a base hit. Danny Lantigua would then knock one through the middle. That put runners at first and second with one out for Sebastian Almonte. And Almonte hit a double play ground ball to short. They would get the force at second, but the throw from the second baseman, Mike Jarvis, was low, unable to be scooped by Jacob Gonzalez. Hayden Jones never stopped hustling, scored all the way from second on the play, and Daytona had a 1-0 lead. With Gus Steiger at the plate, Sebastian Almonte went first to third on Steiger, earned a walk on an automatic ball four because the pitcher wasn't set in time on the mound. Then Austin Hendrick dug in and on a 3-2 pitch hit a 110-mile-an-hour laser off the lower body of the starter Jimenez. The ball rolled towards second base. Almonte scored. Steiger advanced to second. Hendrick was safe at first. Daytona had a 2-0 lead, but of course the concern was on the right-hander that fell in Jimenez, and Jimenez would be carted off the field, did not return to the ball game today, and we, of course, wish him a quick and speedy recovery. Obviously don't know the prognosis on anything that may or may not have happened last in this game today to the right-handers. So Daytona had a 2-0 lead. Bradenton had to make a pitching change, got a ground out to short of Jay Allen to quell the threat. Daytona, though, would add to their lead in the sixth inning with nobody on and two out. Danny Lantigua hit a bloop double down the left field line that just barely stayed fair and bounced towards the Daytona bullpen. He would steal third base on the pitcher, the right-hander that came out of the bullpen, in Carlos Lomeli. His teammates were so trying to get him to step off and throw to third that he panicked, threw one in the dirt, got away from Mojica getting over to cover, and scooted up the third baseline. Lantigua rounded third and scored. And that put Daytona ahead 3-0. Bradenton would rally in the eighth. Gave themselves a great opportunity with two outs. Sungjae Cheng drew a walk after falling behind 0-2. And then Jacob Gonzalez on the first pitch very nearly at a two-run homer to left center, but bounced right on the warning track and over the fence for a ground rule double. And then Rodolfo Nolasco struck out on three pitches against Cooper, and that spoiled Bradenton's best opportunity to get on the board. And Dennis Boatman retired the side in order in the ninth as Daytona picks up their first shutout since August the 13th of last year against Jupiter as they win it tonight by a final of 3-0. Winning pitcher today for Daytona, it is the right-hander Tanner Cooper, his first and his first win as a professional ball player since July 30th of 2019 with the Greenville Reds, ironically enough, against a Pirates affiliate in Bristol, Tennessee, in the Bristol Pirates. So Cooper the win tonight. He's 1-0, four innings, no runs, two hits, a walk, and six Ks. Losing pitcher Carlos Jimenez gave up two unearned runs on four hits, a walk, and a K in an inning and two-thirds. We wish him a quick and speedy recovery. Hope to see him back on the mound this season. Dennis Boatman, his second save. He threw a clean ninth inning, no walks, no Ks. Final line score tonight. Bradenton, no runs, four hits, two errors. They left six. Daytona, three runs, five hits, two errors. They left six. Final time of game, 2 hours and 27 minutes in front of a crowd of 1,656 at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. Taking a look at the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday night across the FSL, everything has gone final. Jupiter defeats St. Lucie 4-1. Fort Myers now holds the league's best record at 8-2 as they defeat Dunedin 4-2. Lakeland holds off Palm Beach 3-2. And Clearwater knocks off Tampa by a final of 2-1. Clearwater walking it off in the bottom of the ninth on an Arturo De Freitas RBI single. As for the Reds affiliate scoreboard today, just about to get underway at Petco Park. Reds and Padres, game two of that series. Tortuga alumnus Rayver San Martin squaring off against Joe Musgrove. Triple-A Louisville falling earlier today to the Iowa Cubs, 7-2. Double-A Chattanooga, bottom of the eighth inning, on the road against the reigning Southern League champions, the Mississippi Braves. They trail 5-3. T.J. Hopkins, a solo home run in that one. And High A Dayton, a winner again today. They knock off West Michigan by a 3-2 final score. Alex McGarry, a solo home run. Tortuga alumni Joe Boyle struck out 10, walked one over four hitless innings tonight for scoreboard. Tonight, Nationals and Diamondbacks, a doubleheader. Nationals sweeping the Twin Bill, winning game one 6-1 in the nightcap, 1-0. Mets and Giants, a doubleheader. Mets walking off game one in 10-5-4 on a Francisco Lindor RBI single. Game two is in the seventh. Mets a 3-1 lead. Max Scherzer had a no-hit bid into the sixth inning in that one. Bottom of the ninth in Miami. Cardinals a 5-1 lead on the Marlins. Brian De La Cruz, his first home run of the season for the Fish. Middle of the seventh in Detroit. Yankees leading the Tigers 3-2. Gerrit Cole lasted just an inning and two-thirds and walked five tonight for New York. Top of the seventh in Boston. Red Sox and Blue Jays tied at one. Zach Collins, his second home run of the year for Toronto. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball on this Tuesday night, top of the seventh in Chicago, Cubs and Rays. Tampa Bay a 4-3 lead as Wander Franco, a two-run homer, his first of the year. Patrick Wisdom, a two-run shot, his second of the season for the Cubs. Middle of the seventh in Milwaukee, Brewers a 4-2 lead on the Pirates. Former Daytona Cub Daniel Vogelback, his second home run. Josh Van Meter, former Red, his first with Pittsburgh. Rowdy Tellez, a two-run home run, and that one for Milwaukee. Bottom of the fourth in Houston. Angels a 2-1 advantage over the Astros. Patrick Sandoval against Framber Valdez. Bottom of the fifth in Kansas City. Royals and Twins. Minnesota a 3-1 advantage. Sal Perez, his third home run of the year for the Royals. Top of the fourth in Colorado. Rockies and Phillies. Philadelphia a 1-0 lead in that ballgame out at Coors Field. As for some reason, the box score won't load, but Kyle Gibson going up against Kyle Freeland in that one. Everything else in Major League Baseball about to get underway. A's hosting the Orioles. Cole Irvin against Chris Ellis. We mentioned the Reds and Padres. Mariners, Robbie Ray against John Gray. And the Braves will be in Los Angeles to take on the Dodgers at 10:10. Max Fried against Walker Buehler. The Guardians and White Sox supposed to play today. That game washed away. They'll make it up as a part of a doubleheader tomorrow. Our series continues here at the Jack tomorrow with our first Marco's Pizza Belly Buster Wednesday of the season. $14 gets you all you can eat. Hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and Marco's Pizza at concession stands all evening long. Gates open at 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts on the radio network at 6:50 Eastern Time leading up to the 7:05 p.m. first pitch here from the Jack. It'll be Luis Peralta, the lefty, for Bradenton. No record, a spotless ERA. Jose Franco, who struck out 8 out of the bullpen against the Cardinals on Saturday, will get the ball for Daytona. No record, a 6.14 earned run average. That'll do it for us tonight here from the Jack for our quartet of owners, Bree Smith, Bob Fregol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our general manager, Jim Jaworski, and our entire cast of crew here at the Jack. I'm Justin Rock saying so long here from the ballpark as, again, your final score tonight, Daytona, their first shutout since August 13th of last year as they blank the Marauders 3-0. We hope to have you with us again tomorrow night, but until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. So long.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.